Welcome back, everybody, to the Spousal Privilege Podcast. My name is Frank Hines, your host, and I'm here with Alexis Hines, who just so happens to also be my wife.
And the other host.
And the other host. That's right. That's right. How you doing today?
I'm a little tired.
Are you?
Yeah, we got that Jet Fuel latte.
And it was so good.
It has to have like a lot of caffeine, but I'm not feeling it.
You're not feeling it?
No, okay. Might need another one.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that plays out as we roll in. Well, we have a lot of exciting stuff on today's episode. We have another This or That. We're going to discuss fights.
Dun, dun, dun.
not physical fights, but verbal fights.
Yeah, equally as harmful.
You're right. You're very true. Yes. I mean, a lot can be said. We'll dive deep into that, and we're going to touch on passions. So things that we're passionate about, things, you know, that can come up from one another's passions and trying to align those. So that way you have common goals and can chase after similar passions, but also work on your own. So we have a lot to dive into today. So this is pretty exciting. This is our fifth episode?
Five. Yeah.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. We're really rocking and rolling on this.
Yeah, we should start a band.
We should. That's right. I'm not musically talented, though.
I cannot sing.
Well, then I don't think we should start a band.
Maybe I could play the drums.
The drums?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. The drums take a lot of skill, though.
Are you saying I don't have skill?
Well, I've never heard you play the drums, so I can't speak to that.
Looks like we might be getting in a fight on today's episode, so how fitting.
That's right. Okay. Well, let's get right into it. We have another exciting This or That today. The topic on hand is sex or food.
It's a pretty spicy one.
It is. It is very spicy. I think food has a lot of positives.
Yeah.
A lot of positives.
So,
I mean,
so does sex, though.
Well, you're right. Sex does too. I mean, for food, we've got what? Nourishment.
Uh-huh.
That's a big one.
Yep.
We've got taste. Wow. I mean, I love the taste of most all foods. The different types of foods. I mean, we have appetizers. We have entrees. We've got desserts. We have soups and salads.
All right. We get all the different varieties of food.
I know.
I think everybody understands food is everywhere and can be in any form.
I know. I'm just thinking going out to a restaurant and eating like a nice steak or something like that, or having a creme brulee.
Yeah. Okay.
Gosh. And so I'd be giving that up.
Yeah.
You're basically telling me that you want me to starve.
No, but you can find nourishment other things.
I guess you can. What?
I mean, like, people fast all the time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So you would just be fasting.
We would just drink a bunch of protein shakes.
Well, wouldn't that be considered food?
Is it?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, I like food too.
Yeah.
Especially, well, see, here's my issue.
Okay.
Okay, I'll tell you. I get really hangry.
Mm-hmm.
Really easily if I don't have food. So I feel like that's a really big problem for me.
Well, it is. And I can attest to that.
Yeah. And so mine isn't more so like I love food, because I do, especially snacks.
Yeah.
Because I find joy in those, but I just get so hangry.
You're not you when you're hungry.
No, I'm not.
This is not a Snickers commercial. But
no, I, what?
That's a common like Snickers ad. You're not you when you're hungry.
Huh. Never seen it. So it has no relevance to me.
Okay.
But basically, I turn into this like dark version of myself, mm-hmm. and I just see red when I'm really hungry.
Okay.
And I'm not fed.
Okay.
So see, that's where I'm having a really big trouble picking which one I'd want.
So that scares me a little bit, because you've driven us while you're hungry.
Yeah.
So that's fearful. Okay. Note to self.
Okay.
Don't let Alexis drive when she's hungry.
But on the flip side, You can get really irritable if you don't have sex.
That's right. That's
so right. Either way, you're going to be irritable in both directions.
Well, I put a lot of my opening arguments towards food.
No, but I think all you did was describe different types of soup or salad or dinner or creme brulee. Like, that's no argument, okay?
Well, but I was thinking about all the things I'd have to give up.
Yes, but what could you gain?
Well, I think that's what I'm going towards next.
Is
sex has a lot going on for it as well. I mean, wrapped up in a nice little bow, sex has got a lot to offer, you know? I mean, for one, it feels good.
Okay.
It creates an emotional connection.
Yes.
It does. And you can create human life from it.
I mean, that's pretty magical.
Or other life. I mean, animals and things like that create their own species.
Hold on. I think we need to be clear. Are we talking about human sex?
Yes.
Okay, so then why are we talking about animals?
Well, I don't know. I just was saying that, you know, if like humans have sex, they create a human.
Right.
If dogs have sex, they create a dog.
Right. I don't see the correlation between dogs creating puppies.
Right.
In human sex. Like, I don't see the correlation. So I think you should just move on.
Well, there's not really a correlation there.
Okay, we are talking about you have a limited days.
Yeah.
Okay. You have 5 days left to live.
Right.
Okay. Would you rather spend those 5 days eating or have sex? Actually, no. 5 days is too short. You can go 5 days without sex. What about like, I don't know.
45 days.
Okay, 45 Ooh. Days.
Oh my gosh. This is talking an eternity here.
Yeah, 45 days.
Oh man. I would.
And no other forms of sexual pleasure either.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You are on.
We're in uncharted territory.
You are on Too Hot to Handle.
Oh no.
Lana is.
Your pop culture references are always on point. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For bringing those up.
Someone has to do it.
That's right.
So 45 days.
Okay.
No food. You can have water. You can have electrolyte beverages, and you can have milk.
And in this scenario,
those are it.
Yeah, that's all you need. You'll still live.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. I would choose sex.
Okay. Why?
Why? Because of all the reasons that I explained, but mostly because of the first one that I said.
Because it feels good?
Yeah. I'm just basing it off of earthly desires. Because let me really explain. So, and everyone's going to be like, of course the guy picks sex. Oh, come on. All right. This is ridiculous. Don't shame me for my gender. Okay. This is absurd. But the real thing that I'm weighing here is two different types of pleasure.
Right.
Okay. Food brings me a enormous amount of pleasure in one way. Mm-hmm. And then sex brings me an equal amount of pleasure, but just in a different way. And so I'm weighing which pleasures that I want. And I choose sex.
Okay.
Yes. Final answer.
I think I choose food.
You choose food.
Yeah.
Okay. Because well, then that's going to be a lonely 45 days for me.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We are trapped in this 45-day realm.
Yeah.
I have no substance.
Right.
I will get so mad.
Mm-hmm.
I will probably murder you.
Okay. Well, that's fair. All right.
Now.
Hypothetically.
Yeah. Hypothetically, of course.
Because you said that with a lot of conviction, so.
And so, I either choose the food, and I'm happy, and even though one area is lacking,
yeah,
I'm happy with you.
Fair enough. I mean.
Now, if I didn't have food.
You can't promise that.
No. I know. I can guarantee you, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
you will not be coming back from the 45-day realm.
Oh, no.
I don't know where you are.
Oh, no.
I have hidden the body. And I have forgotten about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
It's because all you're thinking about is food.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, so food and sex.
I don't know, but I feel torn still.
It's a tough choice. I mean, and let's be honest. These are real life things that people are going through. I mean, sometimes you have to choose.
People are going through this?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Really?
I mean, every day, in all honesty. I mean, I would be shocked.
Do you know of, like, a real life situation that someone's having you choose between sex and food?
Not for 45 days.
Okay. Well, what about in general?
I mean, I'm sure it's happening. It's happening all around us.
Okay.
I bet that it is just running rampant. People are just sitting in their homes torn with the decision.
Whether to eat like crackers.
Yeah.
Or to have sex.
Yes. I think that it's a real life problem. And what we're doing right here is trying to help the public. We're spreading awareness around a topical issue that people are going through. And so really, you're welcome, everyone.
I don't really know what's going on with your brain today.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you're registering things. I don't think people are out there and like trying to decide if they should have food or sex.
Well, that just shows how out of touch you are with humanity.
I mean, like the only situation I can really think of is like if it's late and I want a bedtime snack or if you're like, you know, putting on some moves. Do I choose the snack or the moves?
Right.
I mean, that's the only thing that I can really.
Now, what do you choose in that scenario?
What's my snack?
Ooh, let's say popcorn. That's one of your favorite snacks.
Yeah. I think I choose the sex.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
In that situation.
All right. Now, let me make it a little bit harder.
Okay.
Let's say that we had a really late lunch, early dinner, and we haven't eaten since.
Uh-huh.
Let's say 4 o'clock. We ate like a decent sized meal.
Yeah.
And we're in bed.
With all the things that you mentioned before?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And but it's been quite a while.
Okay.
And we don't ever really eat that early. So now it's been, let's say, 6.5, 7 hours since you've eaten.
Right.
What are you choosing?
Well, see, and this is where like I have to ask questions.
Yeah.
Can you eat afterwards?
No. You have to go to bed hungry.
Oh, that's the worst.
It is. I hate waking up starving as well.
I don't know. And I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Yeah, you're physically hungry.
Okay, if I'm physically hungry, that means I'm probably already annoyed with
you.
Yeah,
probably.
Therefore, any moves or any kind of like any talking from you, basically, it's just not working. So okay. I'm going to choose the food in that situation.
All right.
Because if I'm feeling physical pain from hunger, I need to eat.
I agree.
So what about you?
I would probably, honestly, I'd probably eat too because I hate that feeling.
But I don't feel like you get hangry.
I don't get hangry, but I just get more like in my head, I guess, and just kind of like shut down a little bit. You know, when I'm really hungry.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to focus in different things like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Very interesting.
So I don't really think we came to a conclusion.
Well,
I think there's a bunch of like what if scenarios.
That's true. So in the 45-day scenario, I pick sex.
And I picked food.
Okay.
But then I guess here's the thing. I'm just happy like normal day to day because I really find it hard to believe that there are people who are really struggling with this like toss up.
Uh-huh.
And if you are.
Reach out.
Yeah. Let me know how it's going for you. I hope you're well.
Right.
But like normally,
I think
this is fine.
Yeah.
I think it's just depending on the situation.
Yeah. Well, we'll put up a helpline for anyone who's struggling with this issue.
1-800 sex or food.
That's right. I think that's a little too
pound.
Long.
My extension is what's the 143?
143.
Get it from the song?
No, what song?
the song whenever, well, I was like in fifth or sixth grade. Uh-huh. You were probably in high school.
Yeah.
And it's like 1-4-3 and it means I love you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh my gosh. Get out of here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anytime. All right.
Anytime.
Well, I think we've really got this one nailed down. So
we ready? I'm still really confused, but we can discuss that at another point.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll move on. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Welcome to the arena of Alexis and Frank talking about fights.
I have my boxing gloves on.
We're in the Thunderdome.
The Thunderdome?
Yeah.
What's the Thunderdome?
It's a dome full of thunder.
Oh.
That's right.
Sounds intriguing.
Lots of loud crashes.
Do you like thunder?
Yeah, I do.
I do too.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a lie.
Really?
I was scared of thunder as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I like thunder. I like thunderstorms.
Okay.
It's very soothing.
I mean, rain and thunderstorms are different.
Well, that's true. But generally, during thunderstorms, it's raining. I don't know. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, fights.
Fights. So, we wanted to talk about fights in sort of a general way and talk about our fights and go into some of the things that we use to overcome them, but also talk about what causes our fights and kind of really dive in to that aspect of it, because fighting can be healthy, but it can also cause a lot of toxicity and cause major issues if it goes unresolved. And it's even the little fights, I think, where we do really well at trying to resolve those quickly, right?
Yeah, I think if we didn't resolve them quickly, the little fights would just snowball.
Exactly.
And then we would be in an avalanche.
That's right. That's right. It would become a lot bigger problem. It's like a mountain out of a molehill type situation. So, but also I think, so when we say fights, I think it could also be disagreements.
Yeah, so whenever we first started dating, I would never say that we fought.
Yeah.
We just have disagreements.
That's right. That's right. That was your way of categorizing it.
Yeah, because in my head, like a fight, full-blown fight is raising your voice, maybe leads to you sleeping on the couch, leads to me crying, and like really bad.
Right.
But a disagreement is just a disagreement.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And
wait, do you think like a fight is ultimately what I think a fight is?
I think so. I really think so, that most of our disagreements could be categorized as a fight and that we work through it.
Okay.
Right. So I won't go into too many specifics about this because we haven't made a decision fully yet, and we don't have all the facts as of right now. But there has been some opportunities come up in Alexis's life here recently.
Oh, yes.
And, well, it actually just happened this week. And
well, I didn't really know where you're going with that.
Yeah.
For a second.
Right. Okay. I know. I could tell by the look on your face.
Yeah. I was very puzzled.
Yeah. That's okay. And we disagreed about the path that you should take.
Yes.
Right?
My great path.
That's right. That's right. And we did not really have a solid answer.
And we still don't.
Well, we still don't, but that's because we don't have all the information. But I think that after our initial discussion, we've talked about it again, and we are on a lot more common ground than we were when we started.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so saying that, so basically there is an opportunity for me for a job that could be very financially benefiting for our family, mm-hmm. but I would be having to travel for about 3 months.
Right.
And so anybody who knows me knows I am a homebody. I like to stay, not really home. I actually don't like to stay at home, but homebody as in I like to be surrounded by my friends and my family and the comfortability.
Like a town body.
A town body. I like that. A town body.
Yeah.
And so it's really hard for me to justify leaving.
Right. I just don't think you like a lot of change is a big thing.
No, because I like to be in control.
Yeah, Right. Yeah. Right. Which, and funny enough, you say that. So going back to the start of this fight or disagreement, Alexis presented this work opportunity to me. And my mindset immediately went to the financial side and what would be best in regards to a quote unquote business decision for our family.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really the only thing that I was thinking about. I wasn't considering your side of the situation because you do have a lot of other stuff you're going through, not going through, but have going on. So you're in school, you have other obligations to people that you spend a lot of time and invested a lot of time with,
mm-hmm.
right? And you're very passionate about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I only took the side that I thought would be most beneficial to us and ran with that and didn't look at the whole piece of the pie, if you will.
Well, and I think that's important because, and I'm just being general
yeah.
with this, I think a lot of the time men think very black and white and like what you did.
Yeah.
No, not really even secular, but just like, okay, what is best? This is best, especially when it comes to things that can change finances or maybe the status that a family has or anything along those lines. You know, you saw, okay, this is best. Like, I can't believe you're even not even thinking about doing right. anything else. But for women and for me, it's more about the emotional attachment yeah. to it.
Right.
And like, so with our arguments and our fights, it's a lot of the time I've told you since we probably had our first fight, it's about the principle.
Yeah.
And I bet all the women are laughing because it's a thing. It is about the principle of the thing you're fighting that. I could care less a lot of the time what our fights are about, but mm-hmm. it's about the underlying principle and how it makes me feel.
Yeah.
And that's really important.
And I think that I'm slowly starting to learn that. So as this fight came up, right, as you presented it to me, we came together and we talked about it and we realized that we had difference of opinions on what the best option was.
Right.
Right. At that time, we kind of let it fizzle out, right? We were just like, okay, well, we don't have all the information. We'll talk about it later. And once we get more information, we can come to a decision. Now, my mindset, even after that, was I cannot believe that you are not only focusing on this new opportunity and going after that. And it made me upset. I was physically upset at you about it.
Mm.
Right. And I started thinking, I was like, why am I so mad at her about this? Because ultimately, it's not going to make or break us in any sort of financial fashion, right? Mm-hmm. It'll just put us in a higher position, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. So I was racking my brain. Why am I doing this? And I finally realized that it was because I didn't have control over the situation. I don't have control over your decisions and what you do.
That is right. We can end right there.
It is. No, it's yes. very true though. Uh-huh. And I think it was based out of a place of fear, right? I wanted you to do what I wanted you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't, it made me feel, I guess, not heard. And it made me feel like you didn't respect my opinion and all of those things. But on the flip side of that, that's exactly how you felt about me, mm-hmm. I'm sure. Or I'm assuming.
Yeah. But I think that's what like a lot of our fights or anybody's fights, whether it's with a friend
yeah.
or your partner, can be. It's like you are so zoned into how you feel mm-hmm. and what you think is best that yep. you forget that there's another person in the relationship and it can't be worked out until you take a step back and look from their point of view, which is what you did on your own. I did on my own. And then a few days later, we came together and we said, well, and I told you what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And we kind of came to more common ground. But I think that's something that we've learned a lot this past year is looking at the other person's mm-hmm. opinion.
100%.
And I think that is the main thing that really helps us recover from arguments or fights really quickly.
Yes,
because that's correct. I really don't feel like there's been a blown out Thunderdome fight.
There really hasn't been, but I think it's because we try our best, and we don't always do this, but we try our best to resolve things in the moment or that day. We try to sit down, we try and talk about both sides of it. And we're not perfect at this by any means. We still, you know, you hear the saying, don't go to bed with your partner angry.
Yeah, right? Which you like didn't used to believe.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't, but I do now.
And you know what? You know, I told you that for so long, for all 4 years.
You did. You did. I know. And it took me a while to believe it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but I'm finally coming around.
Yeah. Well, at least we know that I'm adapting.
That's right. That's right. Adaptability
if
is
If only I can
huge.
Get you to adapt for a few more things, then I'd be... Well, then I'd have to find something else.
That's right. I'm sure it's a never-ending list. That's okay.
Well, yeah. It'd be boring if you were like exactly how I wanted you.
Yeah. Well, it would be. But also, I'm always changing. And I think you are as well.
Yeah.
We're always evolving and molding. And I think that is where our arguments and disagreements and fights have, why they have been so, I mean, minor isn't really the way that I would say it, but we have the ability to sit down, and after we have both expressed our viewpoints on the subject, look at the other person's perspective and understand where they're coming from, and then make a rational decision based on it.
Uh-huh. Also, I think something that we do, and I mean, other people might do it and it might sound funny, but I think, well, for me, I'm very open when you're annoying me.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Very open.
Yeah.
And half the time you take it as, actually, no, 80% of the time you take it as a joke, mm-hmm. and further annoy me. And then I just start laughing because, I mean, there's nothing that I can do at that point. But I think letting out your frustrations, mm-hmm. and it not in a rude way, not in like... this just whole thing. Them. Yeah. Just saying, hey, Frank, you're really annoying me right now.
Right.
And then you take it with the wind and do whatever. Then it allows me to express that I'm frustrated or that I'm annoyed, and I don't have to hold that in anymore.
That's
I've already
right.
expressed it, and I know it's going to like, either it's my mood that day or it's not even about you, or it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm not holding on to that anger or the frustration or the annoyance. So then there's really no thing to snowball on.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Because it's already gone.
Once you speak something into the world and you say it and you share it with another person, it loses so much power over you.
Wow.
So saying things like, wow, you're really annoying me right now. Or, hey, I did not like the way you handled that situation. It has the ability to open up that channel of communication with your partner and not create this internal resentment and make the next time that they don't shut the cabinets all the way or close the drawers and you run into it.
What are you trying to say?
Oh,
hey,
nothing.
I'm pretty sure all of our cabinets are closed right now.
Yeah, they are. They are. But it makes it so those little things don't set you off for no reason. Because the disagreements or the arguments have already been put out there,
mm-hmm.
right? And you've got it off your chest. You're more comfortable with the situation. And also the long-term effects of it are you become way more open and you have the ability to have those conversations way more fluidly without it being this big deal, right? The more you talk about something, the more comfortable you become talking about it.
What do you think one of our most silliest fights was?
Our most silliest fights. I don't know if most silliest is the best way to say it, but
silliest. What was our silliest fight? Is that proper grammar?
I think that is proper grammar. I don't know.
You know, so I used to hear this saying.
Yeah.
And it was like, if you can't remember what you were fighting about, then it wasn't worth it.
Right.
I think I can only remember, besides yesterday, because you got annoyed with me yesterday.
I did.
And so that was the most recent
one. That was probably silly. That was very silly.
Yeah, it was. I'll agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
But like I can only remember three.
I can only really remember two, not counting yesterday.
Yeah.
Or this past one, I guess.
Yeah. I can only really remember three arguments. And so all the other times, I just don't really.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because they seem like life-changing.
That's right.
Then and there. Then we're all do reality.
Is there any of the ones that you remember that we need to have a off-mic conversation about?
No.
I don't think so either.
Because you don't really do them anymore.
Yeah. Right.
Behavior has been corrected. Alexis 1, Frank 0.
Well, that's okay.
So,
that's
ding, okay. Ding, ding. I am the winner.
You are. The victor goes to spoils.
But in all reality, I also think the way we make up our fights is very important. Because, and my mom always used to tell me this, once you forgive somebody, I think I've said this before, once you forgive somebody, you have to let it go. You can't fester on it. You can't bring it up in like spite of them.
Yeah.
You have to let it go if you really forgive somebody. Because if you keep holding on that resentment or holding on the anger, you haven't really forgiven them.
Mm-hmm.
And it can take time.
It can. That's right.
But I think for you and I, once we have an argument, disagreement, whatever, squabble, then we talk about it. And it's resolved.
Yes.
Like, it's done. We're not going to spend a lot of time on it because once we find a common solution, okay.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Exactly.
And we're fine.
And we move forward, right? Until the next one.
I mean, I think also makeup sex is a very good way to.
It is.
Somebody once, did you know on one of my like bridal shower things, one of the games, it was advice or something.
Yeah.
And one of my advice was to only fight when you're naked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that is a good one. Except maybe if you're not together and you're fighting over text or something, I wouldn't recommend just getting naked wherever you are.
No. Okay. So like in your own home.
Okay.
With your spouse.
I mean, if you want to get naked wherever you are, that's your personal choice.
Yeah, but like I'm speaking like in your house with your spouse.
Yeah.
Ooh,
nice rhyme.
Yeah, call me Dr. Seuss.
Hey.
But can you imagine? I bet we would just like. I'm gonna start doing that. That's what I'm gonna start doing.
All right.
We'll see how many fights. We
nothing
get
into. But short skirts
around the house.
All right. So the next topic is your passions, which kind of goes hand in hand with fights because for us. At least the things that we're passionate about are the things that it's hardest for us to let go of and hardest for us to break.
Okay. So let me give you an example.
Okay.
Audience. Frank is obsessed and his latest passion is the world of NFTs the metaverse and things that I will never understand because one, I can't even wrap my head around it. And two, it's just a lot. Like right now on one of his computer screens, there's a Discord. If you don't know what Discord is, you're lucky. And it's just blowing up with messages about some NFT. I don't even know. That is his passion. And we have gotten in fights about this.
Yeah.
Because you are so passionate about it and you spend a bunch of time.
That's right.
And sometimes I feel neglected.
That's right.
Well, not neglected, but like on the back burner.
Yeah, right. And I do have a tendency to do that.
You get very engrossed into your passions at that time.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, I don't know, I don't have all the answers to this one because I don't think that I've fully learned the best way to balance that out. I try to have very segmented times when different things are going on. So, well, I say that, but work is kind of like a 24/7 thing.
Uh-huh. And, well, we're going to start this new thing, which you didn't do last night or the night before. Maybe it was both nights where there's no emails in the bedroom.
I know.
Because it really kills the vibe.
I know.
Like it really just aggravates me.
But there's just sometimes, maybe I just need to leave the bedroom. Whenever I have to send an email.
No, baby, you need to set boundaries.
Okay.
Why are you sending Bob from construction like an email at 10:30 p.m.?
Well, those things are important. But here's the let me explain. So a lot of times I'm not the best at remembering everything. If I have a thought, I generally need to get it taken care of. And I'm actually working on that. I have a couple apps that have really, really helped me. But I like to get my point done right then and there. Mm-hmm. And so I know it's not the best way to do it. And I completely agree with your side 100%. And it's something that I try to work on and I try not to do. And I'm not doing a great job of it.
No, you're really not.
But it is because I'm so passionate about the work that I do. I mean, I truly am. I think anyone that knows me in a work or non-work setting would agree with you because it's one of the main things that I talk about.
Yeah. I mean, and I envy that.
It's really, and you know, it's such a freeing thing to have a passion about what you're doing. But what's important is trying to make sure that one, the passion doesn't consume you in a way that you don't have time or don't make time for other things, right? Because everyone needs a personal life. Everyone needs hobbies, I think. And one of the biggest priorities I have is one, this marriage, right? And making sure that we are on a good page and that we are taking care of one another. But at the same time, I think that you understand how involved I am with work.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you appreciate that.
I do. Just maybe not in the bedroom.
Yeah. And I understand.
Yeah.
But I think the reason that we were able to find this understanding, or you were able to find it, I guess, mostly, is because before I even took this job, we had a conversation about what it would mean for us individually, what it would mean for our family, and all of the aspects of our life. And we had a very solid understanding of that.
Well, I mean, the whole reason that I was even open to moving back to this town was because you were so unhappy at your other job.
Right.
And I've known that you wanted to find your purpose and you weren't getting that where we were.
Yeah.
And all I wanted was to see you succeed. And I knew you could do that here.
Yeah. Right.
And so I have a lot of belief and faith in you.
Well, I appreciate that.
So, I mean, I get it. And I really like seeing you happy about your passions makes me happy and envious, but like really happy for you. And so that's why if it's like around the house or whatever, I don't really mind.
Yeah.
But I do think we need to work on your whole
bedroom.
Just no emails in the bedroom.
Fair enough.
Like that's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
I mean, you can read like articles about whatever.
Yeah.
Or like look at prices.
Yeah.
But no emails. Okay. No more Bob from construction at 10:30.
Fair enough.
There is a Bob from construction.
I don't think there is.
Okay. I'm sorry, Bob.
No. If your name's Bob out there, let us know. If you're in construction, well.
Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder. That's right. So now flipping the script a little bit, I think for you, and I'll let you speak on this a little bit more.
You
have not found your true passion.
Well,
as far as a career goes.
Well, I have.
Okay.
It's just
then share.
In the works.
Yeah.
So I decided to go back to nurse practitioner school.
That's right.
Which, and like, you have this whole vision that I don't want to be in healthcare and I don't want to like do basically what I've been doing.
Yeah.
But I want to change it.
That's right.
And that's where my passion is.
Yeah.
I want to do it differently.
Yeah.
And I have a whole goal and vision of how I want to treat my future patients, how I want to be as a provider. Mm-hmm. And that is my passion.
Okay.
I don't like how things are right now.
Right.
If you don't like something, you can either complain about it and be unhappy or you can change it. And I'm going to change it.
And I think at first, I don't think that I fully comprehended or grasped that, but the more that you have explained it to me and gone more in depth, I've become more open an understanding of what exactly it is that you're wanting to do. And that's very noble.
But see, I also have this problem.
Right.
Let me tell you about it. I have a passion for success.
Yes.
And so it's very hard because I know I want to be successful and I know I will be one day.
Right.
I feel it. But it's the getting there.
Yeah.
That nobody, I think, really prepares you.
Right.
Especially, and you know what? I'm going to say it. I will say it. I grew up in a home where both my parents loved and adored me. My mom will probably say my dad spoiled me, which, you know, the average person will, mm-hmm. and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a very hard reality graduating from college, entering the real world, and understanding, and it's going to sound very entitled, but an understanding how much actual work has to be put in for you to be successful.
Yeah.
And I think right now I'm in growing pains,
mm-hmm.
and I'm understanding that, one, I have to have some skin in the game. Two, it's going to be a lot of work and it's going to be hard, but in the end, I fully believe my goals and what I want to achieve will be completely worth it.
Yeah. Well, I personally think to that a little bit, the way that your parents did it was perfect. And people can have a negative viewpoint on others that were raised, you know, more privileged or whatever it is. And that's all fine. I understand, you know, it is tough, but your parents did not continue giving you everything.
Correct.
Once, because they made a deal with you, and once you graduated college, and even while you were still in college, that kind of stopped after you started working. But once you graduated college, I mean, it was, you know, it was over with, and you have made your way.
Yeah, like they cut me off of their health insurance.
Yeah, well.
And the cutoff date or the cutoff age is 26. Like, are you kidding me? Yeah. I still know people who are older than me who are still on their parents' health insurance.
Right. Well, now you sound entitled.
Well, I understand. Okay, and that's fair. But like, I didn't know.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That I could be on it till I was 26.
And most people don't know. And I commend you for figuring that out, because I'll tell you what, most people in your situation with the privilege and the different things that you have been afforded would not take the initiative that you have to do the things you're doing. And I think it's incredible.
Wow.
I really do.
That's so nice.
Well, thank you very much. And I know that you're still trying to figure out the how to do the things you want.
Yeah. And I think when it comes to passions, like, I can't explain it. There's just a feeling. There's a gut feeling that this is right and this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I think that is where passions lie.
That's right.
Because you just know.
Yep.
And I can't explain it. It's almost like just a supernatural feeling.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's.
But that's a powerful feeling.
Well, yeah. And that's the whole reason why I keep telling myself to do the things that I'm doing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, everyone, you know, if you don't know what your passion is right now, I think that's okay.
Oh, it's completely okay.
Keep searching, keep trying new things, looking for new opportunities.
And I just want to say this, as somebody who has a lot of mom friends and a woman, and I think it gets very lost, but if your passion is to be a wife and be a mom, that is one of the best jobs and like most important jobs somebody can have.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of time in society right now, they're like, you have to do something, you have to be this, but it's like, that is equally as important as being a CEO of a foundation or whatever it is.
That's
like,
right.
That can be your passion, and that is completely okay.
I could not agree more.
Had to say it.
No, that was really good. That was really good. I think that it's important to understand whatever your passion is, go after it, make it your own, and figure out the how, because the how is the most difficult part. And if anyone has any questions or wants to hear more about our journey, we would be more than happy to answer them. But I appreciate everyone being here today. Thank you all so much for the support here lately. It's been really positive, and we are so excited and looking forward to the future of this podcast. We have a lot of really cool stuff coming up, and we will let everyone know. But make sure to leave a 5-star review, leave us a comment.
slide into our DMs.
That's right. Follow us on all social medias at SpousalPriv.
I promise I'll get better about posting more. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're doing great. And we'll see everyone next time.
See you next Monday.